Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Friday morning, August 22nd, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of health, fitness, and wellness news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is ABVC Biopharma receives $100,000 milestone payment from 4Ccon, strengthening Vitargis licensing deal. ABVC Biopharma Inc. has received a $100,000 milestone payment from 4Ccon Eye Corporation under their global licensing agreement for Vitargis. This brings the total cash licensing payments received to $495,000. The licensing deal includes equity consideration, cash payments, and potential sales royalties totaling up to $63.5 million. Vitargis is a biodegradable vitreous substitute designed for retinal detachment surgery, offering significant market potential in ophthalmology. ABVC's CEO, Dr. Uttam Patil, believes this collaboration positions the company for both short-term financial benefits and long-term commercial success. 4Ccon's CEO, Jerry Chang, expressed confidence in Vitargis's regulatory and commercial prospects. This partnership enhances ABVC's financial standing in ophthalmology and underscores its commitment to delivering shareholder value while addressing the global market for retinal disease treatments.
State Roundup. Ed Hale announces run for governor as a Republican. Maryland sees 10-year high number of heat-related deaths. Retired banking executive Ed Hale Sr. announced his switch to the Republican Party as he plans to challenge Democratic Governor Wes Moore in 2026. Hale, owner of the Baltimore Blast soccer team, believes his moderate stance can bring down fees and taxes. Meanwhile, Maryland is facing a 10-year high in heat-related deaths, with 30 fatalities so far this summer. The state's health department warns of more deaths to come. In other news, Montgomery County is preparing for an influx of homeless individuals displaced from Washington, D.C. after an encampment was cleared. Stay tuned for more updates on these developing stories. Creative Biolabs launches integrated cell therapy platforms to support cancer immunotherapy. Creative Biolabs has launched integrated cell therapy platforms to support cancer immunotherapy, offering researchers a seamless service for developing next-generation cellular immunotherapies. Recent regulatory approvals have highlighted the therapeutic potential of cell-based therapies, and Creative Biolabs is at the forefront with platforms combining scientific rigor, technological innovation, and clinical scalability. Their smart car platform offers construction services for novel car designs tailored to tumor biology and immune microenvironment for optimal efficacy. Their CAR-T platform, targeting solid tumors, overcomes immunosuppressive defenses with bispecific CARs and optimized delivery systems. The Telerapy platform provides precision cell profiling and expansion, utilizing cutting-edge technologies to ensure highly potent and specifically targeted TILs against cancer cells. For more information, visit the Creative Biolabs website.
Forbes names Kennedy Krieger one of Maryland's best employers. Kennedy Krieger Institute has been named one of Maryland's best employers by Forbes for 2025. Ranking 39th on the list, and 19th among Maryland-based employers, the Institute employs over 3,100 staff members serving nearly 30,000 patients and students annually. Dr. Brad Schlagar, president and CEO, expressed gratitude for the honor, attributing it to the dedicated faculty and staff. The Forbes ranking is based on employee surveys and recommendations. Raymond Short, senior VP of HR, highlighted the special workplace culture at Kennedy Krieger. To learn more about career opportunities, visit the Institute's careers page. Kennedy Krieger Institute, based in the Baltimore, Washington, D.C. region, provides a wide range of services for individuals with nervous system disorders.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7 PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.